This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's up, guys? So you're going to hear our Saskatoon episode. This was recorded up in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan with the lovely people up there. Mitch, mm-hmm. We had fun.
Yeah.
Nice and frosty.
You were having issues with the cold up there.
Oh, I was an icicle.
Yeah.
I was.
But then, hey, I was the one who got sick afterwards. So maybe you can handle it better than I can.
Yeah, this is a whole subplot that we get into in the episode. But yes, so we're up there with Alana Johnston, and we performed the show. The crowd was wonderful. We were very happy to do it. Everyone was very, very nice. However, there was a little bit of an issue with the record. So for basically, you'll hear my intro.
Uh-huh.
And hey, thank God we got that. I mean, we got that intro in the can.
The issue
is gravy.
It cut out, and I may have put on 12 of like the funniest minutes in comedy history.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It's like the first like the best 12 minutes of that Simpsons episode, the monorail episode. It's like that is like in second place, and then what you were doing for 12 minutes was in first place.
That's right.
Unfortunately, there was something wrong with the record, and so there's a 12 minute chunk, much like the Nixon tapes, there's a 12 minute chunk that's missing. And we'll play a little bit here. Let's play a little bit of this audio. It's just the audience mic, and we'll hear kind of what that sounds like.
You can bring like one sentence. What's going on, man? Yoda's been hitting the blue milkshakes.
So yeah, we'll release those 12 minutes online if anyone wants to parse.
That's not
them.
What our episodes usually sound like.
No, usually there's no one laughing. We'll release that online as is, but for the purposes of releasing this episode in this feed, we figured we're just going to cut that section out and come back into it. So you'll hear my intro, you'll hear the theme song, and then we'll just kind of jump to 12 minutes in the future, and then we'll play out the episode from there.
What do you think was missing in those 12 minutes of the Nixon tapes?
I am a crook. It's incriminating. Would have taken him down.
I just want to be clear. I am a crook.
I'm part where I said I was not a crook. I was lying. But anyway, that was our Saskatoon episode. We think other than that, it should be a lot of fun. You know, it's on par with a Doughboys episode, for whatever that's worth.
Gravygate would be the Doughboys one, huh?
We reveal we don't actually like gravy. It's a major scandal. So yeah, we're going to play some of the Saskatoon episode, and hopefully you can enjoy what's there. God bless you.
See ya.
Courage, my friend, 'tis not too late to build a better world. Those are the words of Tommy Douglas, a theology school graduate and ordained Baptist minister who would later become premier of the Canadian province of Saskatchewan. Douglas's most important and lasting contribution was the creation of a single-payer public health system known as Medicare. Though its implementation would actually occur after he left office, Douglas's pioneering work earned him the honorific The Father of Medicare. The importance of Douglas's contribution can be seen via counterexample in the U.S., a nation whose barely functional healthcare system consists of a kludge of employer-provided private insurance paired with public programs whose funding is subject to the whims of the party in power, if they even fund the government at all. And either way involves substantial, often bankrupting, out-of-pocket costs for patients. In 2004, the state-owned Canadian Broadcasting Corporation produced a special called The Greatest Canadian, which recognized Saskatchewan's own Tommy Douglas as the nation's greatest citizen of all time. And in 2007, the CBC released a sequel called The Greatest Canadian Invention, in which insulin took the top spot. But rounding out the top 10, sandwiched between the electric wheelchair and radiation therapy, was a French-Canadian dish of fries, curds, and gravy known as poutine. Like many famous foods, its inception is disputed and possibly apocryphal, but it first appeared in Warwick, Quebec, sometime in the early 1950s. Initially scoffed at by non-French-Canadians as a Quebecian curiosity, that skepticism eventually subsided due to its undeniable deliciousness and its value as a booze sponge in a nation famed for its heroic intake of alcohol. In 2008, a hair metal enthusiast and newcomer to the restaurant industry, Ryan Smolkin, opened a quick service eatery centered around the potato dairy gravy dish, naming it a variant of his last name. Offering more authentic standard poutine alongside playful variants like pulled pork poutine and jerk chicken poutine and staying open well past last call, Smolkin soon built his concept into a chain, with locations across Ontario and in provinces across the country. Smolkin expanded south of the border in 2014, with American expansion the first step in global domination. At one point, their ambitious franchising plans called for 800 U.S. outlets by 2020. In 2015, the Poutinerie opened an outlet in the heart of Los Angeles' Hollywood neighborhood, located in a strip mall alongside actor Danny Trejo's Cantina, and a busy sports bar and wing outlet with a single entendre name of Big Wang's. But the L.A. location abruptly closed in 2018, and as of 2019, the number of outlets in America is just 4. Still, the eatery prospers in its homeland, with dozens of locations scattered across the Great White North. Though the health effects of this carbon-saturated, fat-laden dish on the population are no doubt exacerbating the very Medicare system fathered by the greatest Canadian. But as long as Smolkin's shops sling one of Canada's greatest inventions, his concept just may ascend the ranks among places like Tim Hortons, A&W, and Pizza Pizza to become one of the greatest Canadian chain restaurants. This week on Doughboys, Smoke's Poutinery. Welcome to Doughboys Live. How you doing, Saskatoon? I love it. I love it. Guys, we have a great show. But before we go any further, this week's roast is courtesy of Alex Pianda. Let me introduce my co-host, Gordon Heavyfoot, the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell.
No offense, and I know this is a first from me, as I'm usually a big supporter of everything you do. Bit of a snooze, I have to be honest with you. I'm just saying, here's the thing. He said a lot of Saskatoon references, but where was the love? You know what I mean? I was feeling a bit of Wikipedia in there. Am I the only one?
That's all his openings. They're Wikipedia. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question about it. And hey, that's on the other guests to complain. You know what I mean? I'm saying my piece. Mitch.
Hold on. Can I stop you now before you break me down?
You down.
All right, let's hear it. Bring it on.
I was absolutely going to break you down. Mitch, you came out on the hat. You told me backstage, you were like, I'm going to do my Yoda impression. I told you not to. I begged you. I begged you not to.
I was going back and forth where I should be like, a salad should not be hot or something.
Yeah, he was going on about...
And then I just bombed. I just bailed on everything.
Yeah, you're going on about hot salad. I said, don't do any of it. Don't wear the hat. We got these beautiful new toques given to us from the festival from our new friend Aiden. And you didn't do it. And
I'm
going
to wear this to the Super Bowl. This is the same outfit I'm going to wear to the Super Bowl. So that if people won't, like, they won't be able to punch me, I think.
Did you wear this to the Super Bowl last year? And if so, how did that work out for you? I don't know if you guys can see this, but Mitch's dick just shrunk some more.
They can't see that.
No one can.
I'm not sitting here fucking without pants on.
I'm sorry. I do have to clarify for the listeners at home, his dick is neatly tucked away. I should clarify that. Okay, and that was my intro. What were you guys going to say?
So, Alana, thank you so much for being here. I know you're originally from Toronto. How long have you been in the States now?
I'm so glad you asked. I've been in the States, I'm going to go ahead and say almost 8 years. And for the people here in the audience, you can tell from my tan. Yeah, I've been there for almost 8 years. Obviously, I go back and forth just to see what my family's up to. Quick shout out to my Canadian family that'll listen to this. We're talking Janine, Cullen, Jason, Sarah, Allison. I'd say my parents, but they don't know what a podcast is. Yeah, I go back and forth a lot. Right. I'm proud to be Canadian. Proud to be Canadian.
Yeah, then why'd you move, you sellout, right?
Oh, I have an answer to that. I love money. So I left. And for all of you that follow the Canadian entertainment, I'm sure you back me. Thank you so much. Wow, I just cost myself any future gigs out here. Shit.
Well, you mentioned you go back and forth a lot, and I guess that ties in with our travel odyssey yesterday. We flew from LAX to Minneapolis, a layover, and then flew in to the lovely airport here in Saskatoon, which is nicer than LAX. It's a better airport.
It is truly nicer than LAX.
It's truly a nicer airport.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And everyone very friendly, but we'll get to a bit of a hiccup with that later.
Well, yeah, no, it's true. Something happened. I picked you up.
Well, yes. Yeah, okay.
Oh, we're going all the way back to that.
First of all, you didn't
pick me up. Oh, I didn't pick you up. You came to my house.
I had to get a ride to your scuzz-ass house. Let me tell you this.
Excuse me.
Who here is a fan of Doughboys and listens to the podcast regularly? Okay. So,
who else do you think is here?
Honestly, it's Saskatoon. It literally could be anyone. So here's the thing. For those of you that listen to the Doughboys podcast, obviously you know the knife is the most popular guest. The knife! So I've been in Mitch's house before for recording, which I have referred to as, you guessed it, a dump. Let me tell you this. What was once a dump is now a fucking... I don't even know what to say except pile of trash, because a dump is like sorted. This is just one giant pile.
Now, hold on.
Being like, I've been gone, my cats, blah, blah, blah.
It is true. I've been gone. I've been gone for about a month. And there's a film, a cat film over my house. That is a part of the issue.
I'm going to call it a bomb, but go on.
There is no cat bomb.
There feels like a cat bomb when you walk in there without owning a cat, for sure.
It was a little messy when you came there, but I was on time. I just had to put my socks on. It was.
Yeah, it was weird. I showed up and you were in bare feet and you were like, I'm ready to go.
What do you think of my feet?
A bit hobbitish, I don't mind saying. So I go to Mitch's house. We're driving to the airport. He's TMIing me. I mean, guys, it's answering all the questions I never asked.
You told me to dish, and I dished to you.
I was being nice for the free ride. No, we had a great catch up, which we've known each other so pretty much since I moved to LA.
About almost 10 years, right?
No, because I said I've only been there 8 years.
That's almost 10
thanks
years.
Thanks for tuning into the friendship. So we have heart to hearts. It was good to catch up.
It was good to catch up.
And then we get to the airport.
Well, before that, there was something in my nose.
Oh, fuck this. Let me tell you this. So I know what you guys are thinking. Oh, it must have taken you about an hour to get to the airport. I'm sure that was a fun conversation involving nothing that was annoying or disgusting. Here's where you're wrong. It was actually an entire hour of Mitch going, there's something in my nose. We get to the airport parking, and he was like, I'll go blow my nose now and figure out what it is. We couldn't, because we had to get on the bus to take us to our terminal. He was like, now I'm going to have to wait to figure out what's in my nose. We finally get there.
Uh-huh.
He blows his nose. It's a piece of cotton. What's in his fucking nose?
I thought it was like maybe, you know, something dried up, and there was a piece of cotton from a towel.
Because apparently we all shove towels in our nose and call it a day if we're a Mitch.
What happened? How did that happen?
I don't know. I wasn't doing chopping up a towel and doing lines of it. It was just fucking, it was caught in my nose. I don't know how it happened. I thought it was a little boogie, and I thought, I was like, oh man, I hope when we're like, she doesn't make me laugh. Not a problem, actually. And then,
God.
Oh, you it's just got knifed, baby.
It's hard to make you laugh. Wow, wow. It's hard to make you laugh when all you're talking about is your depression. I guess I got knifed.
I was kidding.
I wasn't. Go on.
And I was afraid. I didn't want anything to shoot out of my nose as I was talking to you.
Right.
But if I had known it was a piece of cloth, I would have been fine with it.
Yeah, you'd shoot away.
I'd shoot away. I would. I had no idea. Yeah. There was a new towel I got for Christmas, and it's just fluffy. It got in there. I don't know what happened.
So, Weiger, this all happened before we got to you.
Right. Great.
And then we got to you. You're beautifully dressed. You're sitting in some seats in the terminal that you have not saved for us.
That's right. He was sitting alone amongst a sea of people.
Did not save us any seats.
Look, there weren't three seats together. I knew. I was sitting in a position where there was a seat next to me that I could kind of save, and there was a seat across from us. I figured we could kind of loosely sit together. They removed seats from the terminal. It's a hellhole. There are fewer places to sit there.
All right, relax.
There are fewer places to sit there.
The States is in a bit of a government shutdown.
That's not why the seats were removed.
Yeah, that's not the issue.
That is why they were removed. That is why they were removed.
Government shut down. Get a hand truck in here. Get these seats away.
Those seats are for the TSA, so they took them out. Canada doesn't. You guys aren't concerned with that. You have so many seats. In fact, this place is nearly empty. There's so many seats. I don't mind saying how many seats I see in Canada.
We could use these at LAX.
Yeah, please.
Transport them over.
Yeah, we need them. We need them. But yes, then we ran into you. The nose debacle was done with. And then we ran into, I'm going to go ahead and say, a million more problems.
There were a lot of issues. We got on our first flight to Minneapolis.
Yes.
I slept the entire flight.
Immediately fell asleep.
Yeah.
You're up against the window, and you just put your head against the window.
I had REM sleep.
Out.
I dreamed of us on a plane.
Oh, wait. I think, does this lead into my, yes, it does. I'm going to take over from here, Nick. You had a dream about us on a plane.
Yes. Yes. And yes, we were on a plane, and Nick had to tell the pilot that when they were doing the announcement over the PA system, this is true, this is really a dream, I never remember dreams, but when you had your headphones on and they did the PA announcement, that he couldn't hear it through the headphones. And so he went and told the pilot that, and then by the time he did that, the flight had taken off again.
Boy,
and we were supposed to get off the plane.
So you glad guys, you remembered that, Jen.
This is just value for your entertainment dollar here.
The point is that I recall
a dream he had on an airplane.
It was good because you were uptight in my dream, is what I'm trying to say.
Nice to know I wasn't even featured.
You were there. You were there too.
Physically, yes. I'm going to go ahead and say this. This is what I got from Mitch on the. First of all, I stole you a bag of Sun Chips.
That's right. That was very nice.
That was very nice of you.
I woke up and immediately ate them like a monster.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what I got from Mitch on the plane when he was showing us the live video footage of his, what I'm going to go ahead and confidently say, are very boring cats. And
that's the most fucked up thing you've ever said.
Somehow that led into Mitch saying, I think I have what it takes to befriend a lion.
Yeah, this was.
And that's a quote I have written in my notes of the trip.
All right, I can explain this a little bit. I love my cats, Wally and Irma, and I love them very much. And I said that if I was ever in like on an African safari, and there was a big lion, and I got out of the van, I think that I would befriend it. I don't think it would attack me. I'm one with cats, is what I'm trying to say. I think that a big cat would like me.
I think, Mitch, I think your best chance of survival against a lion in that sort of scenario is him having the intellectual realization that you'd be unhealthy to eat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can. It's shit. Hubris to say you could befriend a lion.
I think I could befriend a lion.
Get mauled. It's their area of expertise. And they go in there and they get mauled.
Mitch, they sound like bad zoologists, to be honest with you.
Yeah, listen, Mitch, you're barely nailing down human friends. Let's keep it at that. I mean, for God's sake. Yeah, that was my... Oh, one guy in the front was like, oh, but he's not going to be your friend after the show, so let's not get our hopes up to the man in the front.
No, I am going
to
be friends with him. He's a good guy.
No, it's that he's not going to be friends with you. I don't want him to get excited.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Right.
Yeah, that was our... Oh, then in the second flight... Mm-hmm. From Minneapolis to Saskatchewan.
That's right.
There was no TVs on the plane, so I'm thinking, for what? For who? I'm going to have to talk to these two duds. And in doing so, I didn't let Mitch move, even though there was ample seating. seating.
There was ample seating. I was like, we can all have our own row. And she's like, sit next to me.
Well, I was very sick, which I still am.
We found out that she was sick. She was sick after we got off the flight.
Yeah,
I dropped that bomb hard.
It was I would say it was one of the more sparsely populated flights I've ever been on coming into Saskatoon. It felt like a lot of people, us included, like trying to escape something.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm on my way to build a new life. Let's get on this flight from Minneapolis to Saskatoon.
And just a quick question for the audience. Why the fuck doesn't anyone want to come here? What are you guys doing? Because let me tell you, no one was on that flight, but the people that were on that flight were not interested in our conversation. Did you notice that?
Well, we were very loudly talking.
Yes, we were obnoxious. We each had multiple drinks, and we were like loudly talking about like entertainment industry bullshit.
Oh, I thought we were so interesting.
We were being so obnoxious.
I thought we were so cool.
Well, bottom line is, we get to Saskatoon.
Oh, fuck.
We get through customs easily.
Mitch and the knife.
And she was like, can I say this? I'm going to say it anyways. She's like, just say you're here for personal reasons. Don't say anything else. It'll get too complicated.
You can't fuck around at customs. Just say you're here. This is personal. I'm taking up some personal beefs on stage. This is personal.
And I said, Nick can't lie. He's going to fuck up so bad.
And he did.
And then he...
And I did not. Hold on.
And then he did.
Oh, Nick.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. 25 minutes of you being detained after, you did.
Nick was detained for 25 minutes at least. This is real.
It was
we walked through customs, and then all of a sudden, this guy was like, one second, you. And we were like, what? And he was like, don't worry with your friend. He'll be out in a minute.
I was randomly selected.
Sure.
I was not the only one who was put into a special line where I had to talk to a very nice man for a while.
Hell yes,
and watch him go through my bag. I was there for a while, and here was the issue. If you're going to travel with prescription medication, make sure you have the prescription on you, especially if it has pseudoephedrine, which is a controlled substance, apparently.
That makes meth! He brought it!
I didn't bring
they
in
thought Nick was like a Walter White.
Yeah, I let me just go on the record. He did not bring on meth, but I had to take that opportunity while I had it in hopes that someone would make a drop of that. Just kidding. Please don't make a drop of that.
I heard him giggling to the customs guy. I bet you can't find everything on me. Or in me.
And guys, keep in mind at this point, it's only like 11 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah, right. It's 11 p.m. last night. Nick, you were gone for a really long time.
I was there for a while.
Yeah.
You said a dog sniffed you.
I did get sniffed by a dog. Yeah. That happened first. That was the first step.
And I said that you slipped the dog $5 after he sniffed you.
So you're saying I gave the dog $5 American and he carried it in his mouth?
I'm saying you got off of the dog sniffing you. That's what I was trying to say.
All right.
It was very funny that you got detained because if you look at Mitch, and no offense, you look like a hot mess. And I thought it was going to be you that would sink us for sure.
No way.
You mean you're American? What were you? You were wearing your Celtics zip up?
I was wearing a Celtics hoodie.
And you had your Patriots hat on?
I had a green hat on, my new green hat.
What's your green?
It says the Broadmoor. It's a hotel in Colorado.
Yeah, so for sure I thought it was going to be him. You were in your NBA sweatshirt, Universal. We have the Raptors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And hey, the Raptors are having a pretty darn good season, this is my understanding.
They don't like when you do that.
I do.
I'd say the Raptors are kind of the Saskatchewan Roughriders of the NBA.
I love this crowd. Oh, my God. I love it.
You know what? After I got out of that mess, mm-hmm. by the way, that one, you skipped over the, what do you call whatever the TSA equivalent is here? The customs officer who was mad dogging you through the glass the whole time. What did you say? Canadian Border Services officer.
He's here.
And he's got the dog.
I knew my life would end in a Saskatchewan prison. he was just like mad dogging you through the glass.
Oh, this is fucked up. Here's the thing for the listeners at home. I know I'm Gorge, but I'm going to go ahead and say this. Not so beautiful that someone stares at me for 25 minutes straight through opening glass. Let me tell you this. So it's the automatic opening doors, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
And when, it was like, I went through first, then Mitch did. And like Mitch came up beside me and before we like walked through, I looked back just to flip my hair for no reason. And Weiger was like being pulled aside. And I look at the guy and he was like, oh, don't worry. Your friend will be there in a couple minutes. And I'm thinking, you're good looking. I believe you. And we walk through the glass. And we're standing in front of the glass. And like every time it opens, we're hoping it's Weiger coming out, which is why we're staring at the glass. So every time it opens, it's that guard staring directly at me and me staring right back at him. Because guess what, fuckos? I have a Canadian passport. Good luck keeping me the fuck out of this country. Yeah, that's right. Your queen has returned.
Oh, my God.
So we're staring each other down, and then I'm thinking, are we going to fuck? He's giving no with his eyes. I can tell you that much. Couple people came out. We made jokes about it being Weiger, and then I'm getting a little worried being like, but is Weiger going to come out? Because I have been detained for 12 hours.
Aiden, who picked us up at the airport, he made a joke. He's like, oh, there he is. And it was a 14-year-old boy. and I was like, wait, is it? I thought it was Weiger.
We did.
We put him in the van. We strapped him in the van.
We got him in there. But finally, Weiger came
through.
Mitch,
you have a lot of experience strapping 14-year-old boys in vans.
Oh, wow. Hashtag you. Yeah.
It's legal up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Boy. Oh, no.
Okay, guys. Come on. If you've ever been strapped in by Mitch, just tweet at us, hashtag Mitch3. But listen, he came out. We were so happy to see you. It was, thank God.
And hey, you mentioned Aiden. That's when our night started looking up because Aiden, who is a very nice dude, works for the festival, works for Winteruption here, drove us around. He was holding a sign that said Spoon Man and Burger Boy. And you know what? Looking at that sign was when the moment I was like, oh, I'm free now. Like, I can see this sign.
That was your Morgan Freeman and Shawshank moment.
Yeah,
that
was.
And just quick note about the sign. As a woman in comedy that already struggles enough as is, and the only Canadian on the podcast, I did find it to be not only offensive, but a bit of a hate crime that I was not featured on the sign. I don't want to make a to-do of it. I'm going to keep bringing it up. But I just want to say that right now. Aiden, I know we agreed to buy a mattress from Leon's together, but guess what, my friend? That will be a solo purchase.
So Aiden asked if he'd take him to a place to get some food. He called up a pub, and this was a great sense of what we're in for in Saskatoon. He called a pub and asked the guy if the kitchen was open. He's going to take us there. Very nice of him. And after a few seconds, he's like, hey, are you Casey? He knew the guy.
Yes, he did.
And then I heard the guy on the other end of the phone say, you betcha, and I loved that. Yeah. I never heard that before in my life. It was great.
So we went over to a local establishment, the Yard and Flagon. People know Yard and Flagon?
You guys know that? Yeah.
Okay.
We liked it. I thought it was great.
I had a great time there.
Yeah, we did.
Here are the one thing I really liked is our server, who is great. And I won't say her name, but she an item on the menu which none of us had ever seen before. Even Alana, who's from Canada, fried pepperoni chips. And
never seen it.
I've never seen those ever.
And we asked about them, and the server told us not to order them because, quote, they taste like dust.
But that's not a Canadian thing. Back. Right? No. Yes. Okay.
This is just a weird thing they came up with. But
Weigel wanted to order more after he heard they tasted like dust. Half Roomba, man.
Oh, yeah, right. You were going off about ordering it. I liked her because she told the truth straight up. And if there's anything about Saskatoon that I have learned after being here for like less than 24 hours, God, you guys are honest. Bless your hearts. That'll come back into play. You guys are honest. I love that.
We met some people before the show, and they're like, hey, happy to be here. Your show's not funny. And we're like, yeah. All right. Thank you.
They're being honest with their laughs right now. Lack of laughs.
No. Mine are all real. Anyways.
I think my mic needs to come up, and also theirs needs to come down. Am I right, everybody?
That was just your one friend of body in the audience.
I will say that I enjoyed the food and beverages we had there. I had a couple of brew dogs, and I'm having in a can form what I had last night at the pub.
Oh, in can form.
It is.
Original.
A normal thing to say.
Original 16. A little Canadian pale ale, which I understand is something of a local brew. Very nice. Then we got a few appetizers. We got some fried pickles, fried mac and cheese, vinegar potato skins, a lot of deep fried food. Here's the only thing. Those I thought were all great. The vinegar potato skins I thought were delightful.
I thought they were good too.
We got a little poutine because we were like, okay, we can compare this with what we're going to have the next day at the chain.
We upgraded to poutine. In Canada, as you guys know, you can upgrade to a poutine in almost any restaurant you go to. That's an important fact to mention.
Yeah, so we upgraded to a poutine, but we're told, again, by a very candid server, a wonderful quality in a server, this poutine is made with mozzarella cheese, not curd.
Eat a dick! Everybody hear that?
Jesus Christ!
If you're a Canadian...
What the fuck does that even mean?
Blasphemy! Come on! The Canadians know! I'm with the Canadians!
That got...
Curds! There you go, curds.
That got like 10 times the outcry as Mitch's age of consent joke.
I knew it. I knew you guys. I knew you guys would back me on this. I had the exact same reaction.
I can't wait for a Saskatoon guy to be breaking my neck yelling, curds!
No, come on. That's not... And you're calling it poutine? What are we, in the States? Grow up, please. Please.
Yeah, disco fries. That's what the dish is, right? More of a U.S. origin.
Yes,
there.
Because as we know, the disco colors are white and orange. So that works out with the disco fries cheese that they put on there. Oh my God. No, it's curds or bust.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We had a lovely time. Aiden was very nice again to show us around. I went to the hotel this morning. I got myself a little hotel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Can I interject real quick with a hotel antic?
Wait, you're asking permission to interject?
Why haven't you been doing this the entire time?
We're in Canada, and I'm trying to be polite. So I know what you guys are thinking. Alana, you're at the hotel. It's 2:30 in the morning. You must be getting a bit of a snooze. How wrong you are. Because what I was getting was... Keep your mouth shut, Mitch. A booty call.
Oh, my God.
From Mitch. Let me tell you. Let me tell you what happened. It's 2:30 in the morning. Here I am having a sleep like an independent woman. Ladies, back me up. There's a knock on my door. And Mitch is two doors over from me. So, of course, it's him. Because none of the other hotel guests have seen how good looking I am. So I know it's not them. So there's a knock on the door, and I was like, I fucking knew it was Mitch. So I throw all my clothes on because I sleep naked, and I go to the door, and he was like, Alana, do I have to, can I just plug in my charger? Can I put the plug in the outlet? He goes, no, Mitch, don't say a word. He goes, can I put the plug in the outlet? And I'm thinking, it's 2:30 in the morning. I'm thinking, this is the worst sex I'm ever going to have. You know what I mean? Honest to God, this is the worst sex I'm ever going to have. I'm looking at him. I'm truly beside myself. I've already spent 12 hours traveling with this guy. And I'm like, I you just plug it in. He was like, I didn't know. Anyways, that was the end of it. It was the worst booty call I've ever had. And now, Mitch, go ahead and try to defend yourself.
Why would I?
Oh, wow. I think we're done here.
Yes, I want to make love to someone who will make fun of me as I'm making love to them. You're
it's
pathetic.
It's so true. I'm pathetic?
No,
oh,
I'm saying
Mitch,
that's dope.
Mr. Shrinkage, please.
I'm saying that's what you'd
if
be
anything,
saying.
If anything, my pussy's only gotten wider since I've gotten here. Oh, what a time
what
we're
the
having.
Oh, God.
What does that even mean? Good. Why?
It means nothing. It means nothing.
I specifically put back on extra clothes to go over to your room. I was
yeah,
wearing like I put on like a scarf to make sure that you knew that I was because I didn't want to be I wanted to make sure that it wasn't known as any sort of booty call at all.
Right.
I never
you
had a booty
my,
call.
Yes, because as everyone knows with a booty call, when it's 2:30 in the morning, you open your door and you're like, this guy's trying to fuck me. Wait a minute, he's scarfed out. No, he's not. He just wants to know how a plug works.
Huh. Here's my booty call experience. I ordered booty call on pay-per-view as a kid.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and my parents saw it on the cable bill, and I had to take it out of my allowance. So, yeah,
dear God.
Yeah.
Now you can do it all the time as an adult.
Oh, I'm streaming booty call on Hulu 24/7.
On Hulu, shit.
There was no booty call.
No, I believe
I was
you.
Worried that I couldn't plug my charger into your guys' outlet.
Yes.
And you can't. I have a boyfriend.
I believe you because I got also several befuddled texts from you on the same topic. So you have an alibi.
Why weren't you answering? No
I
one was
asleep.
Answering.
It was 2:30 in the morning.
We got back at like 2:25. Suddenly everyone is asleep. I don't know what to do. If I put the plug in, is the hotel going to explode?
How about trying to plug it in and seeing if your phone is charging? How about having that trial?
Oh, Saskatoon, you are too patient with us.
But yeah, and then today, you know, we hit up the gym this morning.
Not
we got
me.
And we got a but you not hit up the gym.
Yeah.
They're like, you want to come to the gym? I was like, no. And then they were like, oh, we're down there now. It's hot. And I was like, no, I'm not going to the gym. It sounds terrible.
And for the people in the audience and the listeners at home, let's just say you can visually tell the results of who went to the gym and who didn't.
Yes, Mitch, I've gotten fatter.
No, but Mitch, you went on and on about your personal training in the drive, and then you didn't come to the gym.
I didn't want to spend more time with you guys. Also,
I don't blame you. That's fine.
There was an episode of this hoarder show on.
Oh, yeah.
And a guy slept in a bed in his bed with a bag of tomatoes. And then also a cockroach walked down his back over his thumb and into his back pocket, and he didn't react.
God.
It's true. Mitch texted us about that episode at the gym. I left the gym, went to my hotel, and turned on the episode. And it's true. I did. I did finish it.
It was crazy. And I checked the info, and in the year was 2030, and my name was on the episode.
Wow, you're still alive?
Wow. All right. Wow. From Spoon Man to Tomato Mitch. Shit.
I will say the one thing, and this is out of chronological order, but I want to touch on this real quick. And this is not the review of this chain, just to be clear.
All right, relax.
For anyone maintaining the Doughboys Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
We did. I did make my maiden visit to a Tim Hortons in the afternoon after we got lunch.
I made them.
I got a coffee and a maple dip. Let me say, I enjoyed my time at Tim Hortons.
Yes!
I thought it was good quality coffee, and that donut had been... It was like a room temp donut. It wasn't fresh, but a great donut for Dunkin' and the great maple flavor.
First of all, get over yourself. Second of all, the maple dip was my suggestion.
It
Am
was
I
your
right?
Suggestion.
In suggestion, the maple...
Very good
they
donut
didn't
choice.
Have Canadian maple, which was my top priority. I thought apple fritter, but then I was like, I'm not that intrusive. So I didn't bother.
What the hell are you talking about?
You'd know if you had tried one.
I did try some of the maple, and I'll say
no,
this.
No, the apple fritter. You didn't have one. Oh. It's an intrusive donut. Saskatoon's with me on this. Thank you.
Intrusive?
Very intrusive.
Do you mean like it's heavy? It's like a big indulgence?
Well, you'll have to find out on your own, won't you? That's for us Canadians to enjoy.
I mean, I've had apple fritters in my life. Is there something unique to this? Is it huge?
No, it's just the basic apple fritter.
Okay, alright.
If it's got apple on it, Nick's probably going to be intrusive to it, if you catch my drift.
Okay. Alright. I'm going to bring up that anecdote.
The man has fucked an apple.
Look, I was alone. No, I'd ordered booty call on pay-per-view.
We did our review, and then we would only go places within 5 minutes walking distance of
right.
the hotel. Bit of a ragtag cold crew here. And I'm so glad we went to the Tim Hortons. It was good. It was because we were comparing it to the Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
Which is still my king. I like Tim Hortons a lot. I love Dunkin'.
I'd say it's on par. It's like a very similar concept.
Yeah. I mean, good for both of you. It's better. But anyways, I was adamant on taking both of them there. And I thought it was great. You got the black coffee.
Yes.
We got regular. One cream, one sugar. Uh-huh. Yeah, we got the regular. You guys both got donuts. I didn't because I'm thin and beautiful. But yeah, I thought it was a good experience. I thought we had a good time.
It was good.
Mitch, did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? You know, before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about 10 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for more than 15 subscriptions each and every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about.
Wow. Wags, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Doughboys Patreon, the Doughboys Double, bye-bye.
Mitch, I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you themselves, Wags.
Wow. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Wow.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/doughboys.
Do it. Today's episode of Doughboys is brought to you by Helix. Wags, I've had a Helix mattress now for 6 years, maybe 7 years.
Wow.
It's been a while. It was pre-pandemic, I know that much.
Man.
I know. And you know what? My sleep has greatly improved. I love my Helix mattress. It's like a cloud. Wally and Irma sleep in there together. They love it. They don't want to leave the bed.
Cute.
I don't want to leave the bed. Probably bad for you. You know what? Anytime I'm late here, blame it on Helix.
Wow.
I'm sleeping away.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, Wags, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. Models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, which is a problem for me. I heat up.
Problem for me, too. And if your spine needs some extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It's the perfect combination of comfort and support.
Wags, I took the Helix sleep quiz and I was matched with a Moonlight Luxe mattress because I wanted something that felt nice and soft, just like me.
Wow. And not only is the mattress the best you've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy, as you were telling me. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box and straight to your door for free.
You know what? Ross Kimball helped me set it up. Good guy, Ross.
Shout out to Ross. Plus, Helix mattresses all come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on the model.
And now Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/doughboys and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
HELIXPARTNER20.
Hey, Mitch, this ever happened to you? You walk into a store and you're like, oh, I'm going to get myself a bottle of wine. But what the hell do I get?
Wags, it happens to me all the time. I get wine anxiety. I don't know what the hell to do.
That's why I love our next sponsor, Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a box of the market's best quality wines however often you'd like for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores.
How do they do it? Naked Wines connects winemakers and wine drinkers directly, allowing for vineyard-to-your-door delivery at up to 60% off what you would pay in-store. By cutting out the traditional retail middlemen, costs, and markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality.
As a result, you'll get exclusive access to hundreds of top-quality, award-winning wines at huge savings, making Naked Wines perfect for any type of wine drinker.
Wags, I got sent a box of Naked Wines, and you know what? It was delightful. I had a few people over for the Oscars. I was popping reds, popping whites. Everyone was satisfied.
Yeah, you know, they sent over a Chablis, they sent over a nice Burgundy, they sent over a Chardonnay, sent over a Cab Franc, they were all winners for me. Me, I personally like the Cab Sauvignon they sent over. The wine is so good, and it's such a good deal.
They tell me they were sending over a Burgundy, and I said, uh-oh. You ever see Anchorman?
Yeah, you were worried it was Ron Burgundy, but no, it was the wine. Naked Wines has been around for over 10 years and funds over 90 independent winemakers. With no commitments or membership fees, you can enjoy Naked Wines hassle-free. And the best part, every bottle is a passion product from an independent winemaker, so you are literally making an independent winemaker's dream come true.
Wow. So head to nakedwines.com/doughboys and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website and put in doughboys for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included.
That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. That's nakedwines.com/doughboys and use the code and password doughboys and grab 6 bottles for just $39.99.
One last time, that's nakedwines.com/doughboys, code and password doughboys for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Do it.
I enjoyed it, but hey, that came in the aftermath of this week's chain. Let's talk about Smoke Sputinery. All right. What do you think about, people think about Smokes up here?
Whoa.
People who like smokes. I'll borrow this from the great podcast, The Action Boys. Hashtag smoke show if you like smoke.
Smoke show.
How about we'll say you can applaud when I say that.
So far, only one guy spoke up.
Who likes smokes? Hashtag smoke show.
This is what we're at the end of the show. Canadians are polite. Like, they didn't want to laugh or applaud when we were doing the show. Yeah. That's what it was.
They would interrupt us with laughter.
Here's the thing, guys. I'm going to need a bigger reaction because I literally had a butt pocket full of Smokes Patinery stickers that we're going to hand out.
We got a bunch of free stickers.
They gave them to us.
In my butt, I don't mind saying. I'll leave them here for now, but I will be
handing
them out.
It was in your pocket. It was not in your
ass. It was in my butt. That pocket goes direct to my butt like all Canadian jeans do.
Boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you guys don't have Canadian denim? You've got to. It's called all-access jeans.
Who's a smoke skeptic? Hashtag smokes no.
Snokes no.
We should chat or have sex after the show.
A good number of people who... It seems like we got a good 50-50, 60-40
But also,
split
a
here.
Lot of people didn't answer.
Wait, who here has never been to Smokes? Loud applause if you have.
Oh, wow. The majority.
Okay, well, that makes a lot more sense.
Okay.
A guy just threw up on himself. That's
you are, you are the, you're the most nervous man I've ever met since Yusong. I'm trying to see if
Yusong, by
is it possible that is Yusong? He came up to Canada? I can't see.
Are we going to rip on you, Song, by the way?
Let's not rip on you, Song. There's a situation. The situation got resolved. We had an issue with recording this episode.
Yusong fucked up and he's fired.
It's fine. It all got worked
Yusong
out.
Yusong forgot to put my name on the poster, so that's where we went wrong.
So here's the thing. Part of the reason we picked Smokes Poutinerie is because they have U.S. outlets. And we thought we had a dynamite plan. There is this Hollywood location that I mentioned in the intro. And we're like, this is going to be great. We're going to go to the Hollywood one, and then we're going to come up, and we're going to go to the Saskatoon one, and we're going to compare and contrast. We're going to see how well the chain travels south of the border, the ultimate test of a chain scalability. But the Hollywood one closed very recently. It closed in 2018.
So that shit's fucked up.
We weren't able to have the U.S. experience, which we were very bummed by.
Yeah.
That said, we went to the Saskatoon one. The branding inside is weirdly 80s, but we'll get to that in a second. So we arrived and we ordered, and the worker there behind the counter, who is a lovely man, we'd learned his name was Gavin. He said, "You guys are gonna make your own order," and we're like, "Haha, that's cool." And
then he laughed so hard in his face.
And then he said it again. And then we made our order. We actually went back
into the kitchen, and we did.
And then he had us come back. He was like, "Okay, you guys are really going to make your order." And we went back into the kitchen, and in the kitchen waiting for us are photos of us.
Let me just clarify. Two photos of the Doughboys with two former guests and no photos of me. He could have literally taped a knife to the wall. And that would have been enough. No photos of me. I will be mailing a headshot to the Smokes Poutinerie. Thank you.
You're mad at him that he didn't tape a knife to the wall.
Yes. Actually, I am, for both safety and respect.
We've been in chain restaurants where there are photos of us in the kitchen, but it's usually accompanied by a warning like do not serve or do not allow restroom unattended. but it was like they were there to recognize us, to say who we were waiting for. Someone who worked at Smokes had set this whole scheme in motion.
It was the manager. It was the manager that set the whole thing up.
Yeah. So the poor people that worked there had to be like, "Oh, those are these weird guys we don't know."
Oh yeah, that one girl that was like pretending to be into us, her job was for sure on the line. You could tell.
That was Alicia. She was lovely as well. Gavin and Alicia both worked there. They were very, very nice. Showed us around. So every poutine, here's what you should. What we'll say is a baseline. Every poutine, this is a copy from their website, is made with fresh hand-cut fries, squeaky cheese curd, and Smoke's signature gravy. So they are using curds there.
Squeaky cheese curd?
Squeaky cheese curd is how they describe it on the website.
What is it?
They're squeakers.
That sounds like mouse milk or something. That's weird.
I'm out.
What does that mean? Oh, they're like squeaky when you bite into them?
It sounds like a robber breaking into a house.
Right.
A squeaker, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, I gotcha. And so we get... I gotcha!
Wow.
I understood what you
meant. I'm back on with Mitch.
It's about time.
I understood what you meant. So we had
this is a hate crime. Go on.
I wasn't trying to be aggressive there. So we went in, and so here's what we did. We each made one. Mitch was up first.
That's right.
Yep. He had the Korean poutine. Again, it starts with fries, cheese curd, and gravy. And then on top of that, the Korean one's got flat iron steak, sambal, Korean barbecue sauce, and green onions.
Guys, I don't want to pat myself on the back here, but I fucking knocked it out of the park. And they can't even deny it.
I will. You'll hear my review shortly.
You did a good job assembling this poutine.
Oh, that's my right. God. Sauce me much?
That doesn't make sense to them.
Drowning in fucking sauce. He jizzed his sauce on that thing. I was literally like dipping water. We'll get to it. Anyway.
So you take a handful of fries, you scatter some curds on there.
That's right.
You have a ladle of gravy.
A full ladle. That was a lot.
Which, by the way, guys, I saw Weiger put a full ladle's worth of gravy into his pocket on the way out. He snuck gravy into his pocket.
Never know when loose gravy will come in handy. It was like having that ladle full of gravy. It was I had to restrain myself from just bringing it to my mouth because it was so delicious looking.
Like soup?
Yeah. you threw that on there. I was up next. I made the nacho poutine, which had a few more components. It was a little bit more complex.
It was
That's such bullshit.
No, degree of difficulty was a little higher.
No, I'm coming in on your defense.
You were supposed to be on my side now, remember?
Not now, Mitch. It was very complex. It was very complex.
Yeah, so we had the, remember, they had cheese curds and gravy on all of these. And then add to this chili. We're putting chili on top of gravy, which is insane. Salsa, guacamole, sour cream, jalapeno poppers. I threw a lot of poppers on there because I'm something of a heat seeker.
Just jalapeno spicy. Jalapeno slices, not poppers.
And that's where he went wrong.
I wrote
he
down
pulled
poppers,
jalapeno
peppers.
Poppers out of his pocket. And it was fucking disgusting.
Never know when they'll come in handy. Have those soaking in some loose gravy. You got yourself an afternoon snack. So
Nick was shaking. Should I tell him this?
Are you talking
Nick
about
was, Nick was shaking the sour cream onto the poutine.
Okay.
And I said, hey, remind you of this morning? And the guy at Smokes did not like it at all.
Did not like it.
I mean, it was disgusting. It was really tasteless.
It was the...
I think you're the most tasteful man I've ever met, Mitch. And my 2:30 a.m. reaction to you will prove that.
I characterize Gavin's response as the absence of a facial expression. Just no reaction to what you said. So, Alana, you made the butter chicken one. Grilled chicken, butter chicken sauce, and green onions, correct?
I fucked up. It was so simple, and I fucked up.
It was the easiest one, and she fucked up bad.
I fucked up.
I think you did an okay. I think you did a fine job.
That's on you.
You guys are so full of shit.
Oh my god! I'm saying I fucked up. I put all my curds on one side, and everybody knows it.
Yes, it was.
And all my gravy was on the box. It had to be wiped down.
Weiger and her both needed a wipe down.
Oh, I'm sorry that I agreed to taste test food and not get a job at a restaurant and hope for the best.
They took a paper towel, they wiped down Weiger's box, wiped down Atlantis' box, and then they just wiped me down.
Yeah, man, because you were ladling all over yourself. Fuck.
So those were the three that we made. Yes. And then our friends, Nick Ross, past guest of the Doughboys Double, who might be in here today.
Where is he? Nick, where are you at?
Nick, join us in a line.
Nick, are you clapping? Is that you clapping?
Yeah, I'm clapping.
We got him. There he is.
You guys should clap for him, too.
And for
Nick Ross.
Yes, Nick Ross.
Fantastic.
Joined us, and then Gavin and Alicia made the remainder of them. Here's the rest of the order. We got seven different poutines. We got their traditional, which is smoked signature gravy and the cheese curds, the veggie traditional, which is their veggie gravy, which has a mushroom base, and then we got the pierogi poutine. This was one of your picks, Alana. Oh,
you
we
know
got the
it.
Pierogi, sour cream, and bacon, and then the buffalo chicken. This was a recommendation from Gavin. Grilled chicken, buffalo sauce, green onions, creamy ranch dressing. Let's talk through these. I will say...
Yeah.
A big point of contention between the party that was there, that was dining together, the traditional versus the veggie traditional. Where do you stand? I like them both. I think I lean a little bit towards veggie traditional. I just kind of feel like that mushroom gravy works really well. What do you guys think?
For the listeners at home, I'm throwing up on myself. Mitch, take it away.
I like both of them. I tried the veggie.
They're both good.
I tried the veggie one first, and I was like, I like that a lot. And then I tried the regular afterwards, and I thought I was more veggie. But then after we ate everything, the veggie one seemed lacking after all the flavors we had.
What do you mean lacking? It just like wasn't
just
savory?
Because, yeah. It seemed after we were overwhelmed with everything we had, it didn't seem as strong. But I enjoyed it a lot. Yeah.
I will say if I was shit faced, if I'd had like a number of alcoholic beverages at some sort of establishment and was staying up way late, like 10:45 p.m.
Good luck.
And need a little poutine. I would enjoy both. And yeah. I would say having them stone sober, I kind of just like the flavor of the veggie traditional. But I think they're both winners, and it's nice to have that vegetarian option that's actually like good and it has some good savory character to it. But yes, there is maybe a little bit more of the that meaty umami quality in the traditional. We also let's talk through the pierogi. I like the pierogi.
I'm sorry. Can I say something?
Please.
Oh,
here's what I wrote
yes.
for the veggie in my notes.
Oh God.
Chunky but delicious. Not on my watch.
Okay, so explain what that
means. I'm gonna knife the fuck out of this piss. Let me tell you something. I had a bite of the traditional. I wanted to start with a clean palate. I thought, hey, I'm a woman. Let's take a bite out of this. I took a bite out of the regular one, traditional, and I was like, this is delicious. I took a bite out of the veggie one, and here's my thought. don't tell me what to do. You know what I mean? You're going to shove mushroom and garlic in my face like it's something? No, I literally
Who
said this.
Who are you mad at?
Might as well eat the environment. I'm going to knife the fuck out of this. Wow. I'm sorry. I did not like the veggie one.
Wow.
I did not like the veggie one. Anyone that's a vegetarian out there, I support you. I send you somewhere else. I do not endorse this vegetarian gravy. I don't. I think you should just get the fries, just get the curds, and then, I don't know, pour a Barks root beer on it, which we also had.
We had Barks.
Because Barks has bite.
We got a couple Barks root beers, and if you're wondering, did Weiger knock one over? The answer is yes.
He did.
Weiger also... I gotta read this from my notes. Weiger also, he said that he tripped over a cord to his cell phone and he hit his hand on the sprinkler of the ceiling of the hotel.
Yes, that's true.
It's like
this was the night before.
That happened.
Have you ever seen Final Destination? Weiger has the Final Destination curse and death can't kill him. He's like tripping and slipping everywhere, but right. Nothing ever. His death never comes.
It's they're taunting me because they know how badly I want to die.
And let me just say this to close out. I've had vegetarian poutine before with the vegetarian gravy, and it was delicious. So that's not a slam on vegetarian poutine, but this one, don't chunk up my life, okay?
Don't choke out your life?
Chunk up!
Oh, chunk
up. Don't chunk up my life. I don't need this shit.
Wow.
Too chunky. So
I'm sorry. The vegetarian just got knifed.
So we had the pierogi. That was one that you wanted to get. I thought this was delightful. I like the pierogis. I thought those were delightful. And
I think Atlanta hated this one, too. Okay.
What's that?
I think you hated this one, too.
Excuse me. I will speak for myself. I did hate this one.
Wow.
And here's the thing. I love the pierogis themselves, which are, there's three of them. They're laid on top. I'm thinking, okay. So I have the pierogis. I was like, this is the best day of my life. Then I had the rest of the poutine, which has like bacon and like
other cheese.
Yes. Okay. And I wrote, I feel bad. What am I, homeless? No, thanks. So that was...
Oh, no.
For the listeners at home, guess what? The crowd here is loving it. Don't be fooled by the audio. It's a standing ovation. You got to see these guys. But guess what? I'm not going to be won over by a sour cream. I know a garbage-ass poutine when I taste it. The pierogies were great, but I didn't come here to test pierogies.
You wanted to order it.
Yes, I did. And I was wrong.
I will say that that's the gimmick you have to buy into here. Is like you're having poutine with a bunch of other stuff on top of it that makes it a little excessive and a little over the top. And you know, this is definitely the case here. I enjoyed this one. But, you know, you have to, like, accept that this is a bunch of components. This is a separate dish on top of an existing dish.
Yes.
Buffalo chicken we had. I thought the buffalo chicken was maybe my favorite. That was maybe the star of the outing.
I liked it a lot, too. And that was recommended to us,
Gavin,
right?
Gavin told us to get that one.
It was the new one. Yeah, it was the new one on the menu.
And one of his favorites. Yeah, that was delightful. I thought that just, like, the green onions actually work really well with any of these. And then the buffalo sauce gave it just a little bit of a kick. The Korean Mitch.
Wait, hold on
yes,
a second.
Please.
I almost entirely agree with you, except that in my notes I wrote that it was an assault at this point in time on my taste buds.
Dear God.
Let me tell you this about the buffalo chicken. Why not kick me in the dick with your flavor? And let me tell you this, a lot of us were already experiencing shrinkage. So it wasn't the best thing to happen at that time. Here's what they did. They took poutine, they put chicken on it, and then they literally like jacked out buffalo onto it. And they were like, people are going to love this new flavor. It was too much. You're trying to be someone you're not. It's Saskatoon. Let's embrace it because I'm with you guys on this.
By the way, I think I would prefer to get kicked in the dick if I had shrinkage.
That's true. No, you know why?
I feel like you would miss more. Yeah, right. I feel like there's a better time to get kicked in the dick.
It wouldn't affect you. Okay, kicked in the clit. Go on.
That's not what I wanted to happen from that.
No, it's what Mitch wants for women. Go on.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
No. Go on.
No.
Nick, you were saying?
Hold on a second. No, I don't want that. Second of all, I didn't like the buffalo chicken the when I first tried it, and then as I went along, I liked it more and more, and it became one of my favorites. I liked it a lot.
Okay, yeah.
Great.
Okay, that's fair.
The Korean, which you assembled, Mitch.
Yes.
You did a good job of assembling this.
Uh-huh.
This I thought was a nice, again, like just like the little bit of spice works well with the, you know, this sort of like this poutine plus a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
It actually worked well with this one, and I thought the flat iron steak was a nice component.
Yeah.
This one was one of my favorites. Again, the green onions as well, which works really well with these. The nacho. Okay, look.
Wait, hold on. The Korean beef one was a home run.
It was great.
Mostly because I put it together perfectly. I'll say this about it, though. Thank you.
To your one friend in the audience. Go
on. You didn't
on.
Grill up the steak. You assembled the pre-made ingredients.
It was in a baggie that I poured on top of the poutine.
Gavin fried the potatoes for us. It was really just putting the stuff together.
I'll say this. Here's one complaint about the buffalo chicken and that. Not a ton of the flat iron steak. There was not much steak.
It's maybe a little skimpy on the protein for what you're paying. Yeah,
I agree. And I'm here to buff up, so that was a problem for me in regards to my buff body.
And when you have a ton of fries underneath it, it could use more steak. Same with the chicken. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I'll say this about the sauce too, because I had burned you on having too much sauce.
Yeah.
Once you mix it up though, it is even. Oh, it does
look who's
even
coming
out.
Around on the sauce.
Barely, but yes.
Nacho, too much going on. And you know, I think the chili is honestly the component that I would subtract from this, because I think the salsa, the kind of the tomato based salsa they have in there, and the guac and the sour cream all work. The jalapeno I think was good for a little bit of spice, but yeah, that chili was just like kind of got lost.
I agree with you fully.
Yeah,
yeah, I do.
And the butter chicken was.
I assembled this one.
Yeah.
I don't think this is on you. I think it was just that the butter chicken flavor, which is a very distinct flavor, as Nick Ross pointed out, is kind of muted here. And I think it's just kind of, again, drowned in the gravy in the same way the chili was. Again, more green onions. The green onions are great.
I went hard on the green onions. Does anyone here like roti? Indian food roti? Do you guys know that?
I'm a roti fan.
So that was my problem, is that while I was eating it, and yes, I assembled it, and the whole time I'm thinking, Alana, is there anything you can't do? And I'm eating it, literally eating my pride. And it made me just want the full Indian dish. Like, because the sauce wasn't enough. The sauce on it, rather than gravy, almost needed to be a gravy / butter chicken sauce. Do you know what I mean? Like, there needed to be more.
Yeah,
and Nick, you had said that too. There needed to be more of that flavor in there, I think. Yeah. Because the chicken, like, the little bits you had of it were good, but if you didn't have any of that chicken, it was just the regular poutine.
It's crazy to think about how when you're eating the butter chicken or the buffalo chicken, that all of that is on top of gravy and curds. Like, you forget that there's gravy.
Yes.
There's secret gravy you're eating.
Right.
I mean, was it secret? It was a ladle full of gravy.
I know, but you can barely taste some of the gravy when you're eating it.
No, but depending on if you
depending on what you get.
Exactly. Depending on what you get. If it was the proper amount of flavor, you couldn't taste it. With the butter chicken that was lacking the flavor, you could most certainly taste that gravy.
Right. Yeah. I would say that the traditional and the veggie traditional, I think both work, and then I think beyond that, the variants, the ones where you're it's a bunch of other stuff on top of it, I feel like about half of them worked, and half of them either were just completely overwhelmed the poutine, or were just buried by the poutine.
Yep.
But let's get to our final thoughts on Smokes Poutinery. Alana Johnston, you know the drill. You've been on the show before.
By the way, buried by poutine. What a way to go, huh?
Wait, can I make? Are we going to say our final thoughts on Smokes?
Yes, we are.
Can we say what our favorite ones were, either before or after that?
Hey, let's do it now.
Can we do that?
Yes, let's do it.
Are you afraid of disrupting the? You can do anything you want. You can say it right now.
Oh, cool. And for the listeners at home, I just took my top off. You'll notice the audience made no sound on account of my shrinkage tits.
Shrinkage? Did you say shrinkage tits?
I said shrinkage tits. What's up? Honestly, this crowd's loving me. What were you saying, Wagger?
I would say we're gonna rank our favorites now. Yep. I would say, you know, I mentioned I like the veggie traditional over the traditional, but of all the ones that where they messed it around a little bit, I'm going with that buffalo chicken. I think that was the one that did it best.
Okay.
What do you think, Alana?
Guys, here's the thing about me. I'm an extraordinary woman.
Oh, God.
But, no, excuse you, Mitch. I'm an extraordinary woman, but in this case, I'm a classic woman. And I liked the classic poutine.
Wow.
The gravy had enough kick for my clit. The fries were crispy. The curds were just right, much like my Mitch pussy. And
what did you think I was going to guess there?
I thought it was delicious. Mitch?
You think that you were going to put the mic over onto me? I was going to be like, pussy.
I was hoping.
She has a boyfriend. His name is Norm, and we feel bad for him constantly.
Honestly, Norm, you're fantastic, but whatever goes, goes in Saskatoon.
Norm was agreed to that?
He was giving us updates on NXT TakeOver, which is taking part like basically the same time as this.
And no offense to the Doughboys, but NXT sounds way more exciting based on the text
I've gotten. 1,000 times more entertaining.
No, you two are fun, Mitch.
What do you think, Mitch? What was your favorite?
My favorite, Nick? Yes. We're a little handholding club. Buffalo chicken was my favorite as well.
Really? How about that? Were saying that.
Yeah.
It came out. You know what was really close, though? The Korean beef, and I'm not even a huge Korean beef.
It was very, very good.
Oh, you prepared that.
I did a great job. It tasted great. I have some sort of calling. I can do something.
We need just the Korean poutine made. Bring Mitch in here from the supply closet.
Yeah, fly him out to Saskatoon, where there's that high demand for Korean poutine.
You can pay me in poutine, and you'll most likely go out of business.
Okay, wow. So both of you, Buffalo.
Both on the same page there. So let's get to our final thoughts, Alana. Give us your summation of your experience, and then give us a rating from 0 to 5 forks. We'll begin with you.
So my experience in the restaurant itself, based on being able to prepare it and the atmosphere and that family beside us, that was being a bit show off about them having kids.
Hold on a second.
I'm sorry. They were like, we ordered one big one for the family. And I was like, I'm sorry that your kids are ugly as fuck. Don't put that on me. I'm sorry. They were. And what of it? Anyways, I didn't
they
like
said,
the...
They said, see you at the show tonight.
And honestly, thanks so much for coming out. I do appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and say this. The experience with...
Dear God.
The times I've been on the podcast, obviously we've never had this experience of being able to make it ourselves. So if that was... Are we going to put that out of 5? Are we doing all of it out of 5?
Yeah. We can rate the entire chain out of 5. Are you talking about rating individual experiences?
I'm talking about just like the experience itself and then the chain itself.
I think it all falls under the same umbrella.
Oh. Well, I'm doing 2.
Okay
so...
I think your chain score is the one that is canon for us.
So the chain score is a 1 because...
Oh my God.
Here's why. I had the best time making it. I didn't like that family. I had the best time eating it. I thought the chain itself was cool. The pictures were cool and everything and this and that. But excuse me, I'm paying for my food, not to make my food. Where's the discount? And that was my problem with it because I ill-prepared my own meal. In the butter chicken, I'm sorry, guys. I know you're being nice. I did such a bad job. I really did such a bad job.
I wasn't being nice. You did do a bad job.
I did such a bad job. Okay, fine. I'll give it 2 knives. I do my own system, by the way. I'll give it 2 knives on me. If I hadn't prepared it, I would have given it 4 knives.
Wow,
because the rest of the place was great. Wait. I sunk that ship. I sunk it, and he watched me do it.
Okay.
And that
you
family.
Also didn't have to take part in making the poutine.
No, I wanted in. So when it comes to
you
these...
You just subtracted points.
No.
You subtracted points because you...
I wanted in. So when it comes to the experience as a whole, this is where you guys are about to jizz your faces off. Here's the thing. I'm gonna give it 4 knives.
Wow.
4 knives.
Now I truly don't know what any of your score means.
Because the rest of them were pretty much delicious.
They were good.
And they were, there was a lot of, I had some qualms with a couple of them, but like I ate my fair share and I was like enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And I thought like the pierogies, I know they were separate to, and that was the one that I had ordered. I know they were separate to the poutine, but to cook a good pierogi is still hard.
Yes.
And they did a really good job on the pierogi. Yes, absolutely applaud. My God. So I'm going to go ahead and give it 4 knives. But that last knife, I didn't get it. Boy, am I stabbing that place.
You tore this place apart.
So the knives to forks conversion rate, I'm not going to say is like the Canadian to American dollar exchange rate. I'm going to say it's 1-to-1.
Yes, it's the same. It is the same. Rating. It is the same, yes.
All right, Mitch, your assessment, your rating.
Dear God. First of all, I want to say that that family had beautiful children. Those kids were fucking fine.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You know what, I was about to say something, but I think you spoke for yourself on that one, Mitch.
The family was, also that family was like, you can use this table. They were insanely
nice.
Because
they had to make up for how weird those kids were.
You say it like they were troll children. They were very nice, normal kids.
Were they?
Yes.
They were beautiful, cherubic Canadian children.
Yes.
I guess. I'm sorry. Three kids sharing one poutine? Grow up.
You talking to the kids? What do you mean?
I thought according to you guys, they're here. The whole family's here.
They're definitely not here.
They're at the ski trash heap.
Oh, fantastic. Absolutely.
Here's what I have to say. I truly enjoyed each and every poutine we had. I did.
Yeah.
Right. I thought they were good, but here's the thing. I think you have to eat it hot and fresh. I think you got to eat it there. I saw that there was a, you guys have a Postmates type thing called, what was it called? Toss your plates away or whatever the fuck it is.
No, really? No, break. No. What's it? Yell it out. What's it called?
Skip the dishes.
Skip the dishes.
So skip the dishes. Toss your plates away. The delivery app.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
Wow, you got every word wrong.
I mean, that was... You literally knifed all of Saskatoon, and we thought it would be me.
So skip the dishes. We saw a lot of takeout orders going there. And
a number of them.
And they must do a good... Because they're taking it out into the cold out there pretty quickly. But it just seems like a dangerous thing to travel. When we were eating those...
You're saying for all poutine.
For all poutine, but especially there. I mean, like, I just feel like when we were after 10 or 15 minutes after you eat it, the quality, like, it goes down.
That's all poutine.
All right, fine.
I'm just saying, don't sell out my boy Smokes.
You were the meanest to Smokes.
I gave four.
Here's you know what I didn't like that much? I didn't like this guy. Okay.
He's holding up, just so for the listeners at home, he's holding up a sticker of the face all over Smokes Poutine, and all these stickers I am planning on handing out at the end of the show based on who has the biggest crush on me.
Yeah. They weren't excited for the stickers the first time you mentioned them. That no one wants stickers, for God's sakes, of this weird guy.
I think my crushes do, but go on.
It's this bespectacled man who's kind of presented as in the marketing of the chain as this sort of like a most interesting man in the world type figure. The man Smoke is.
Alana has put it in the center of her chest.
Yes.
I'm going to stand up, take some pictures. I'm Alana_Johnston on Twitter. So just if you guys
want
to.
You want them to take a picture of you and tag you on Twitter.
I look fucking tight as hell. Considering I just had 7 poutines for lunch. No offense, Saskatoon, but I'm blowing you out of the water. Go on, Mitch.
Andy had a cold. It was not you were a trooper this
still
trip.
Still doing. We shared all those poutines by the by.
When she announced to us afterwards, she's like, "I got a cold. You're all gonna get sick." It was like, "Oh, thanks."
Disclose that a little late in the meal.
I'm sorry that I'm a bit fun.
Mitch, your assessment, your rating.
I just wish that guy was real. I didn't like him as much when he was fake. And then Nick,
you have the same complaint about Count Chocula, right?
Thank God chocolate is not real. I don't want to turn into a fucking chocolate vamp. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. A Choco Dracula?
A Choco Dracula?
Scary as hell.
Oh, but
wait a minute. Is that a dragon that does he just drink chocolate instead of blood? Maybe that's not that bad, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good
basically,
guy.
Basically, your diet now.
We know I'm a Frankenberry guy. That's when I do those celeb match things. It's always Frankenberry. this guy, and then like Nick Ross, you read smoke. He skateboarded into a fucking stupid 80s story.
Well, he read all the copy off of the website.
Yeah, that he created the poutine to win over a girl. That was like
a Molly Ringwald lookalike. And then I realized that it was 80s themed, and I do not like that 80s
theme. It's more 80s themed than Canadian themes, it feels like.
Yeah, make it Canadian. You guys are worth it. Make it Canadian themed. It should be.
Yes.
Well, here's
the
thing.
And I liked him so much more when I thought he was a real guy. Right. He seems like a nice, funny guy, and now he's fake. Sad. It's sad to me. He's fake. So that's my only subtraction.
Right.
I'm gonna go 4¼
Four
for this
and one,
one
quarter fourths. I like it. One time. Wow.
Look.
Wow.
Poutine.
Oh, wow. I didn't think that.
Ike Barinholtz was on the podcast recently, and he said that poutine sucks. I got some heat for Ike.
Why did you direct this audience of pissed off Canadians to like get mad at our friend?
I want to say poutine is fucking rules. It's great.
Poutine
yes,
is great.
It does.
And
Canadian poutine rules.
And I think that's what I was going to say. I think that there's obviously better places in this city to get poutine.
Sure.
What off the top of your head, what is there, guys? The Hollows.
They said nothing. They passed out.
Did someone say Wendy's? Someone said Wendy's.
Leopold.
Okay, I'm gonna do
what
an
did
inside
you say, Regina?
Thing. No, I'm gonna do
that's
an inside
thing
right now.
That's what Nick calls a vagina is a Regina. By
this
the way,
this is for my guys. Stop talking about my vagina. This is something I want to know right now. Just from me to another crew of Canadians. Who here likes Harvey's poutine?
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Fucking bombed that one.
Wow.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I right, was good. Also wondering because it gets reviews, but I also don't. That was like my personal thing I had to
so
do.
Someone said Wendy. Someone said that trash heap again. Who knows where.
That trash heap poutine.
There's local poutines that are better, but this does a great service of a chain that just sells poutine only, and I appreciate it for that. So yeah, 4¼ for us. I liked it.
We're up against the time limit. I'll speed through this. I'll just say that the like I said, the variants are hit or miss. Some of them worked really well. I thought the buffalo chicken worked well. Contra Atlanta, I think the pierogi worked well. I think the traditional and veggie traditional are both good. I slightly prefer the veggie traditional, but I think they're both good executions of poutine. Look, I know my role. I'm a Yank. Who am I? Am I an authority on poutine? Absolutely not.
I hate how much you're kissing this audience.
I'm just saying this.
You know, I don't even think Canada's that good. I'm going to go the other way. Fuck you guys.
You guys got to see Mitch's dick just grew an inch.
It's like the Grinch.
You really hit on this audience is like full of self-hatred. Wait a minute.
That makes sense. They're like
they're
Doughboys
fans. Yeah. that said, of the poutines I've had, I thought this was a good execution of it. I think the fact that it scales as a chain is for what they do, I think is impressive. The ingredients, individual components I thought were good. I am the deciding vote between this place getting into the Golden Plate Club. I recognize that right now. And let me tell you, welcome to the Golden Plate Club. Smoked poutinery. Four forks. There are better poutines there for sure. But in a chain form, I think this is very, very good and absolutely belongs there. And guys, that was our review of Smoke's Poutinery. It's time for a regular segment. It's an edition of Snack or Whack.
Oh, God, what's happening?
Canadian chocolates, mean, mean munch. Atlanta's candy favorites, mean, mean crunch. Okay. We got the music.
I did not approve that song.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you to Matthew for bringing these chocolates out here.
I gave a list to the boys.
Hold on a second. We can't just go by that song he just did.
Yeah, no, I knew. I tried to save Nick, but I knew it was going to be a problem.
You just need to tell us what the lyrics were. It's so fast.
Look, it's hard to find a Rush song with a sustained verse towards the top of the music cue.
Why in the chorus was it, "In the States they're not for sale," or something like that?
Well, I didn't get that far into it. We can only fair use so much of this karaoke track. Canadian chocolates, mean, mean, munch, Alanis Candy favorites, mean, mean, crunch. I thought that got the job done.
What's up? I run this fucking country, Mitch.
So again, some of these we had with Nick Ross on the Doughboys double previously, but some of these are new, and these are a few of your favorites that they were very, very nice to get for us here at Winterruption. What do we got here? We got some Coffee Crunch. Coffee Crisp, rather. I said Coffee Crunch. I apologize. Coffee Crisp, caramel, some Crunchies, and some O. Henry's. So those are the four we're going to be going through right now. And hey, if you have any spare ones you want to distribute, feel free to. We're starting O'Henry's, with the
O. Henry. That's a funny name for a candy bar. It either sounds horny or like, "Oh, Henry, you fucked up again."
That's weird. You're the only person that's ever said that. Everyone else is just like, "It tastes great."
Peanuts, fudge, caramel, covered in a chocolate coating. Chocolatey coating.
We've never had O. Henry's. I'm excited to try this.
I've had O. Henry's before. This is a bar that exists in the States in some forms.
You doing some secretive Doughboy shit on me?
I've had so much O. Henry's that, yes, I've said it in the bedroom while I climax.
Were you with a guy named Henry?
No, I was by myself. I don't even need to taste these, but I will for fun.
I like how chewy it is. I know, you know, we're going through some chewy candies here, so we're going to get a little bit of dead air. But I like the peanuts. It's akin to a Baby Ruth, but I feel like it's better than a Baby Ruth. Like, I think like the components in here, they just meld a little bit better. I like that. I like the caramel quite a bit.
Here's the thing. You can take your Baby Ruth and shove it in your Canadian jeans, which goes right into your ass. Because O. Henry is the fucking shit. This is a chocolate bar. Hell yeah.
Do we have
O. Henry
more?
Indeed. Though that is very, very, very good. I liked it.
Do we have one more O. Henry?
Right here. Wait,
I'm gonna football toss this.
Oh, here we go.
Imagine I'm the quarterback for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
And the team's not that good. It didn't go far.
You want the job?
All right, next up we got these Coffee Crisps.
Oh my God.
Some of these up. This I remember. I've had this before.
I love these.
This I think is one of my favorites of the Canadian offerings.
This is my favorite chocolate bar across the border. No question about it. Coffee Crisps.
I don't even
need to taste it. It's my favorite chocolate bar.
It's so good. This is great. God, I fucking love this. This should be more chocolate, like coffee candy bars. It's such a great flavor for a candy bar.
All right. Jesus, all right, but they'll do it sometime.
It's dynamite.
It's light, it's crispy, it's fun, it's flirty.
I'm not light. These are very, very good. I like these a lot. I've had these ones before. These rule. Why aren't these in the States?
Why doesn't Trump let Coffee Crisp into the States?
Thank you.
It's Trump. Trump's not letting it in.
If anyone else has a full sentence they'd like to say.
Yeah, for the listeners at home,
don't you dare talk about our president that way.
Oh no.
All right, let's move on to crunchy. Let's move on to crunchy. Oh my God. Okay, this one. Have you guys had this one?
Mitch, send the Coffee Crisp out in the crowd.
Oh yeah, toss the Coffee Crisp.
I'm the quarterback. Fuck that shit. Who wants it? Put your hand up. I'm throwing at the guy who looks like me, right? Straight ahead.
Which one of 80?
Oh, it was deflected and he got it. Hell yeah.
Wow, how about that?
I was proud.
Wait, have you guys had crunchy before?
I don't think I've had crunchy.
Here's the thing about crunchy. Melts in your mouth, stays in your teeth. Right? Am I right? Absolutely.
So this is a Cadbury, and sponge toffee is the main component here, covered with chocolate.
And I told these guys backstage, Cadbury's the fucking shit of chocolate bars. It's like, it's the best. They make such good chocolate bars.
This is really good. This is one that's very distinct. So it's like, yes. You kind of have to, I could see this being, getting a negative reaction from some people, but I like it quite a bit.
Mitch?
It feels like I bit into a chocolate-covered beehive.
I'm going to throw one into the audience. I'm going to throw one to someone that looks like me, and that's no one. You wish.
Yeah. It almost went to the empty chairs.
Wow. Oh, my God. My dream.
Which that one was of 80?
That, those are good, too. That is strong. That's a strong one.
It's a strong taste.
It is a very strong taste.
All right. We got one left. Caramel. We got the caramel. So this is a thing. We don't have... I don't think we have an extra bar we can fling here. We just have the one bar we're going to share.
We'll throw the open one at you with the caramel leaking.
The audience is cheering that.
They love it. They're loving it.
Do you guys... Do people like Rush up here? I love Rush. Yeah. Rush fans?
What the hell?
I fucking... This is not me pandering. I genuinely love Rush. I think they fucking rule.
Not pandering. The guy who doesn't listen to music suddenly loves Rush.
Hold on. I do love Rush. One of the only moments I ever remember my dad being proud of me is when I was in a car ride with him and I said, "Dad, I think I like Rush more than Metallica." And he was like, "Yeah."
He was driving into the ocean. He backed up.
While these boys are assessing the caramel bar, you guys remember the original campaign. How do you get the caramel in the caramel bar? Am I right? So, here's what I think it is. They put the plastic thing that has all the little grooves in it. They pour the chocolate in there.
Is this a real theory?
Yes. They throw the caramel on. They throw chocolate on top. And then somehow... It cools into position. I don't think I'm far off. I've yet to hear a better theory.
To steal a Weigerism, ooey gooey, soft and chewy. Caramel bars was my favorite of all of them.
Your favorite.
I'm gonna just go give this to someone in the front row.
Okay, Alana is walking out. I will pronounce these all snacks. These are easy snacks. I will say that I would probably say the Coffee Crisp is my number one. That said, they're all winners, and I like all of them, and I think they all have their place. These are delightful chocolates. Alana, what do you think?
Coffee Crisp, obviously my favorite till the day I die. Oh, Henry, the firmest second you've ever heard. Caramel towards the end, just because of the ooey gooey. Oh, so...
Soft and chewy.
Sure.
It's Weiger saying.
Weiger saying, just a bit messy for me. And as you guys can tell from the way I've been speaking all night, I'm a clean woman. I keep it clean. I keep it G-rated. So not
no,
for me.
You don't.
But yes, Coffee Crisp gets 5 knives.
Coffee Crisp is the caramel can cost me Coffee Crisp, my two favorites. Then I go, oh, Henry and Crunchies is last. But Crunchies is still good. All of them.
Crunchies
is
still
good.
Nice outing
by all of them.
I mean, yeah. I didn't even mention Crunchies. Crunchies. I mean, I didn't even acknowledge it as a chocolate bar.
Guys, that was Snack or Whack. We're over our time limit,
snacks.
So we're gonna take. They're all snacks. You guys do your chocolates proper up here. We've got some time. Just like a restaurant, we value your feedback. Let's open up the feedback. We've got just a little bit of time remaining, so we're gonna take three audience questions. So there's a mic at the end of the aisle here. So take a beat, take a second, assess if you have a good question or if you're just drunk and want to talk into a microphone, and then make your way over there. We'll take the three.
They all sit back down.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, what's your name? What's your question?
Hi, Isaac.
Hey, Isaac.
Like Yoda and his Dagobah stew, is there any fictional food that you would have loved to taste if it existed? Cartoon or otherwise?
That's a fantastic question.
That's a great question.
I mean, I guess.
That's a good question.
That you said cartoon... really like tipped it for me, which is like that big fucking cartoon hunk of meat. You know what I mean? With a bone through it. Like that cartoon meat looks so toothsome. And if I could get like that Castlevania wall meat, like you like You knock open some bricks with your whip, and you pick it up and you eat it, and you get like a health boost. I feel like that's got to be the like the most satisfying meal possible. What do you guys think?
Oh, I'm just seeing now how few people are here for us.
I told you! I said it at the beginning of the show! I'm gonna go.
Is this the entire population of Saskatoon?
This is after this is a town hall meeting. I'm gonna go ahead and say like the movie Robin Hood. So any food that can appear from imagining it is a food I want to eat because I wonder what it would taste like.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I got my answer. I want it from Waterworld. I want to try the recycled piss.
Next person. What's your name? What's your question?
My name's Joel.
Hi, Joel.
What's up, Joel?
Thanks for coming, guys. Good cities you should have gone to instead.
Oh, no.
No, this place rules. For real.
We're having fun.
We're having fun.
Where are you from?
Just I'm from Regina. It's basically...
Oh, shit. We're
the capital.
Okay.
Where the Rough Riders are from.
He's right.
So, congratulations on your shutdown ending on Friday. That was great.
Oh, thank you.
When it happens again in 3 weeks, what smorgasbord of fast food would the Doughboys have with Donald J. Trump, the president?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. We don't like the man. He's detestable.
I can tell you what I would try to do. Something that would give him the rumblies, Nick. An all-rumbly meal.
I feel like this, considering his diet seems to be all KFC, this is a man who's built up an immunity to rumblies.
You think he's rumbly proof?
I think just everything that goes into his body stays in his body.
As a Canadian that knows better, that fucko can eat a goddamn knife. I'm out. Hell no, am I giving him food.
I stand by my rumbly. Oh, wait. No, I'm not eating.
Hot salad.
There we go. Thank you. Why could I not come up with the one reference I constantly use?
All right, one more question right there. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, it's Brendan.
Hi, Brendan. What's your question for us?
Oh, I have one statement, one question.
Okay.
I'm sorry about Vancouver. I'm that guy who mentioned it earlier. So I brought some cold salad, but if you guys want to make it hot, it's pretty cool.
He just pulled out a foil pack of marijuana. It's got to be mushrooms. Whoa, oh, it is marijuana.
Oh, boy. Oh,
and
boy.
He threw it on... He terribly threw it on stage.
He threw marijuana on stage.
And cuss...
Customs
is back on the side of the stage waiting for
ready
Nick.
To get
yeah,
wiger.
I get it now. I got scared when I brought it from Vancouver.
I have a question for you. Have you ever seen Cinderella?
Yes, once or twice.
And you know how they turn like the mice into humans?
Yes.
Did the same transformation process happen to you?
Confuse meekishness for confidence.
I'm sorry, buddy. I love you. Thank you.
Man, don't worry about it. You're talking to a guy with a 1-inch penis. Is,
this quiet, nice guy's gonna kick my ass out of the show.
No. My legitimate question is: you all love food, of course.
Uh-huh.
No
yes.
doubt, by the concept. Do you have particular cooking television shows you like? I prefer Top Chef, personally, but are you guys the type of people who watch cooking television and excited about it?
This is a great question.
This is a fantastic question.
Great question.
I can't believe
What's your answer?
I wasn't fucking around.
I actually have one. I don't like cooking. I don't like cooking shows, but Great British Bake Off. I love it. I love it. It's so good. Is this another sad show of the week?
He tried to throw it again. Come up on stage. Bring it over to us.
Get him up. If you guys could see this guy, he is naked and bringing us this weed. And boy, is it making my exposed tits look bad, which have been out the entire show.
Weiger, give it to Weiger so he gets arrested at the border.
It's illegal here?
Hell yeah!
All right.
Trump's going to hear this episode and he's going to build a wall with the U.S. and Canada.
and it's just for this one package of weed. Okay, I said mine. Great British Bake Off. What do you guys say?
Nick and I can we can both say we're big Guy Fieri fans.
I love Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Endlessly watchable. Yeah, you have a marathon of those going. You can just consume them. I do like Top Chef. I do like you know what? No reservations. Rest in peace, Anthony Bourdain. Yeah. A very well-made show. And just like a very, like I like it was it, great to see someone try, like going around the world and trying people's foods and exposing it to people without any sort of judgment or anything. Not saying like this is weird, just like celebrating it. What do you think, Mitch?
When I'm found dead in 4 to 5 years, Wally or Irma will be on my lap. They'll be alive.
I'm sure
that there will be a Chopped marathon on. Yeah. Chopped makes time go by faster, which I like. I want everything to be over with.
Yeah.
It seriously speeds up time, and I can watch a bunch of Chopped. I like Chopped. I like No Reservations. I like all the Bourdain shows. I like all the food and travel shows, which we almost did one, Nick, but...
Let's not reopen this wound.
Yeah, but you guys...
We've covered this territory.
Yeah, and you guys forgot to put me in the pitch, so nobody bought it.
No, it was bought.
This is we don't need to rehash this right now. We're almost done with the show.
Yeah.
Would you guys watch a Doughboys travel show?
All right. Why don't we wait and see if anyone even listens to the show, and then let's make a TV show.
Look, 30 people are very excited about it in Saskatoon.
Maybe we can do Canadian TV. That's great.
Hey, there you go.
I can barely do Canadian TV. Fuck off. Holy shit.
Hey, you know, you were talking about Great British Baked Off with this weed I was handed. Maybe we'll all have the Great American Baked Off, buddy.
For the people at home, Nick just did 2 peace signs and has never looked more uncomfortable in his life. I have never seen a more foreign move in my life.
As he put his fingers up, you heard his bones crack.
Guys, that's our time. That's it for this episode. Give it up for Alana Johnston. Big thanks to Aiden, Matthew, Tanqueray, John, everyone here at Winterruption. You guys have been great. Love you, Saskatoon.
Thank you.
Until next time, for the Spoonman, Mike Mitchell, and Nick Weiger, happy eating.
Thank you. Thank you, Saskatoon. You guys rule.
Hey Spoon Nation, hey Burger Brigade, catch Doughboys live in your town, provided you live in one of the following areas.
We'll be in Portland, Oregon on February 16th, Chicago, Illinois on March 1st, Huntsville, Alabama on April 10th, and Nashville, Tennessee on April 11th.
Wow. For tickets and info, go to headgum.com/live.
Go do it, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.